We've just been through the Prince William County local calling area and Springfield, because we're calling from Occoquan, which has that as a local call. And in that process, we have gotten the information for drawing a map, like the one I made in 1973, of the originating switching train from Occoquan. What we know so far is that on the first selector, 1 goes to the 491 code, which serves Woodbridge and Occoquan. 3 goes to the Arlington Crossbar Tandem, which is used to call Springfield. And if you're on the Lorton side, it's used to call more than Springfield. You got Falls Church, Arlington, Alexandria, Fairfax, and even Centerville, which is pretty close to Manassas but isn't local from there. 4 is the 494 code, again serving the Woodbridge part of this thing. 5 goes to Triangle, which also is used to call Quantico, which is to the east of Triangle. 6 is Dale City, into which you have to dial a 0 for no good reason. And I was there. I checked it out in 1973. There was no indication of any good reason for that. You know, I was thinking maybe, for a while, Hoadley, the ESC, was reachable through Dale City, and so maybe you could dial something other than a 0 into the trunk and get Hoadley via Dale City, but there was just no sign of that ever having happened, so it remains a mystery as to what that 0 was for. Now, 7 went to Manassas, which is also used to reach IBM, Independent Hill, and Noakesville. The trunks to the Hoadley ESC were on 9-8, and there are other two-digit codes beginning with 9, which we'll actually go through, hopefully not too tediously, in this program. Then 0 on the first selector was for 690. The office code for the Lorton Exchange here. And by the way, it bothers me a little bit to say 0 was for 690. That's not verbally consistent.
Your number, please.
599-1000.
Look, if you want me to put the call through, I can only do it with one person on.
But I'm going to keep right on doing it. Now, it might be fun to fill in the gaps there. We don't know what's on the 2 level. Well, I do, but you don't. So let's go to the 1973 recordings. Since the quality is so bad, I can't really edit my voice into the middle of it and say, here we are in the middle of dialing a number, and now let's dial the next digit. It's not going to work. So let me tell you what happened. In 1973, if you dropped out the register sender and dialed a 2, you'd go into some sort of a intra-office trunk, into which you could then dial 2 digits only to have the Stromberg reorder come on. It didn't matter which 2 digits you dialed, it would do it every time. Coincident with that, if you just got a dial tone and dialed a 1, the register sender would dial a 2. It would then repeat every digit you dialed, and usually that was 11 digits, not 10 digits. So the register sender was waiting for usually 11 digits after a 1. The 1, it would convert to a 2, and then every other digit you dialed, it would just repeat it. In fact, I recorded doing this, and just to draw it out, I decided to dial 1 plus a bunch of zeros. Let's start that tape now. Yeah, this is going to go on for a while, so... Nah, I'll talk. In 1973, the instructions for dialing long distance were to dial 1, plus a 1-digit access code, and then the area code and number. I think this access code thing had something to do with identifying the party on a party line, but I'm not sure because I've never used a home phone in a place that had an access digit. You know, since I recorded that, I pulled up the old directory from 1973. That was the last year that said Commonwealth Telephone. And interestingly, there were only 2 offices in the area that had the access digit, and it was actually called a circle digit. So circle digit is the correct term. For some reason, I didn't use that in my 1973 narration, but there it is in the old directory. What's especially odd about the long-distance dialing instructions is that each office in this same phone company's area is different. In 1973, you had the normal dialing pattern for Manassas, its tributaries, and Dale City. In other words, 1 plus 7 digits for home area, 1 plus 10 digits for everything else. But then for Occoquan, it's 1 plus a circle digit plus 7 digits for the home area, 10 digits for everywhere else. Stafford, which is down below Triangle in Stafford County, has the instructions to dial 112 plus a circle digit plus the area code if needed and the number. The strangest thing is that Quantico and Triangle tell you to dial 1 plus the area code, including if it's your own, and the number. Now, if there were any part of this area where you would expect that to happen, it would be Lorton, being so close to Washington, D.C. As I know, in the D.C. Virginia suburbs, you literally had to dial your own area code 703 to call long distance to the rest of that part of Virginia. But no, Lorton was not that way. It was Triangle and Quantico that had this particular characteristic. The only thing that I can imagine that would cause that was that Commonwealth Telephone didn't have the toll handling capacity to do their own billing for Triangle and Quantico, and were therefore using one of C&P's tandems in Washington, D.C., which had a 202 home area. That's the only thing I can think of that would cause you to have to dial your own area code 703 when you're way down in Triangle. But one thing's for sure, from any Occoquan coin phone, no matter what you dialed, and no matter what access digit you used or anything, everything went to the reorder. It didn't seem like they had done anything special to restrict the coin phones from long distance. Something about that access digit setup seemed to do that automatically, inherently. So that's what was on 2 circa 1973. The next level that hasn't been covered yet is 8, and that was where the operator went, at least if you were calling from the Woodbridge side. Here's a recording from 1973 of dialing 0. You'll notice it doesn't wait for any more digits because 0 plus dialing hasn't been implemented yet. Instead, it just dials an 8 and drops out. That was either a cord board or a cordless equivalent of a cord board. So that covers the first selector. We've got it all mapped out. On 9, there's a second selector, and we've already gotten into the Hoadley trunks by dialing 9-8. But the other things on the 9 selector haven't been talked about yet. So let's start with 9-1, which turned out to be where 411 goes. Here's dialing 411 in 1973, and you'll see it's dialing 9-1. Nine-two is where 611 repair service went. Here's a composite illustrating what it was like to call repair service in 1973 from a touchtone phone in Occoquan. On 9-3, you had the callback circuit, which in a Stromberg XY isn't as fun as in the other independent steps, because on a Stromberg XY, you cannot hear the call going through as you're dialing. This eliminates the possibility of a lot of fun and games with it, but here's a recording of dropping the register sender, then dialing 9-3, plus the 7-digit number of the phone I'm calling from. The tone that indicates it's a reverting call when it comes in is very subtle. The way customers use the circuit is by dialing 419 plus the 7-digit number of the party on their line that they want to call. Now, the fact that it's 419 now suggests that it used to be 119. And you know, in 1973 in Stafford, it still is 119. But here it is 419. The register sender will dial 93 plus the 7-digit number, which in this case is my own. Those two calls were recorded from Lorton in 1977. They're the same as Woodbridge in 1973, except the tone that tells you it's a reverting call is very subtle in the first case and totally missing in the second. I'd imagine in 1973, it probably worked better. Those calls also indicate something about the way they set up the CO, because you can hear two distinct busy signal generators. Each has a different pitch. And they must be using them pretty interchangeably, because that first callback circuit used one to tell you to hang up, and the other to tell you that a call was coming in. 9-4 is where the dial speed checker test was. The code for that is 415. You heard me using that in the June 73 recording, the first visit. Depending upon the speed of your rotary dial, it'll respond to a 0 with 1, 2, or 3 buzzes. 2 buzzes indicates your dial speed is correct. In practice, however, I saw a lot of dials which the dial speed checker said was too fast, but worked just fine. Here's the October 73 recording of the dial speed checker, arguably a slightly better recording than the June one. This was reached by dialing 49 and then 94 to go into it directly.
Now going to dial 1, 5, and now 0. Once again.
Oh, for crap. Why don't you try dialing up Deep Shag? Maybe that'll help. Anyway, 9-5 in 1973 went to the operator, but she thought that I was calling from Lorton. The way they set it up is that the register sender knows which side of the office you're calling from, and so if you dial operator, it will dial 8 if you are a Woodbridge line, or 9-5 if you're a Lorton line. So I could have dialed 49 plus 9-5, and then asked the operator to help me get a number in Arlington. She would have put the call through as a local call, even though at the time I was really in Woodbridge, and it was long distance. That was a freaking thing that I probably should have recorded, but didn't. 9-6 went to directory assistance, and the directory assistance operators believed that I was calling from Lorton. The probable reason for their differentiating like that is that Lorton is in Fairfax County, and so a Lorton customer could reasonably expect to be able to get information for the county he lives in. But with the exception of Lorton, Fairfax County is a Bell System place, and I bet you this phone company didn't want to give out that information when they didn't have to. So I think it's a pretty safe bet that if you called 411 from the Woodbridge side, normally, and asked for a Fairfax number, they'd probably tell you to call 1 plus your circle digit, plus 555-1212. 9-7 was the test board, whose official code was 417. The only recording I have of calling that is from 1977, and I'm dialing it directly, so here's 49 to drop plus 97. It was late at night, so they didn't answer. You know about what happened on 9-8, and 9-9 went to operator intercept. And it turned out that was where vacant codes were going. Here's a recording of calling 311, a vacant code, in 1973. After I dial it, the register sender hangs up, picks up again, dials 9-9, and drops.
Hello?
operator, whom are you calling?
Not only were vacant codes handled by live operators in 1973, but also vacant thousand groups in 491 and 494. Here's 4940, a non-working thousand group. Nine-zero just went to a reorder. And that completes our originating switching train map, circa 1973. Now, before we leave 1973 in Occoquan, there is one more little detail.
When the dial tone times out, the director just drops without dialing anything. I'm now going to let the dial tone time out, and then I'm going to dial 6 for 670, and then 5199, which is a supervision test.
That wonderful resonant wire trunk to Dale City. You can hear it even though it was recorded with a microphone. And I like the relay clicks on the coin phone, too. Here's one of the 1973 coin phones, clicking along with a supervision test. We can now go to 1977 and talk about how it changed. And some of these changes are interesting, others are kind of minor, such as... This 1977 dial tone is not going to result in a simple drop of the register sender, as it did 4 years ago. Instead, it ends up going to a reorder tone, and interestingly, the reorder tone is just there when the register sender drops. As minor a point as this is, it does raise an interesting question, and that is, what is the register sender dialing to get that reorder to us? It doesn't appear by magic. It has to dial something to get it, and normally you would expect it to sound like this. This is edited. The sound of the selector sliding over is the normal way that a reorder would be gotten to us. But what it really did was... Now, when I first heard that, I thought, well, it dialed something and then paused before dropping out. But what it's really probably doing is something which turns out to be unique to Stromberg XY, and I didn't even know about it until 2009, when I started to put this series together. We're going to visit Manassas later on, and there you can actually hear exactly what it's doing, and it was quite a surprise. Now, in the 1970s, the telephone companies began a trend away from having operators do things and more toward automation. The trend culminated a few years after divestiture when the AT&T network got to the point where you couldn't even talk to an intercept operator through it. There's evidence of that direction here, as in 1973, vacant codes were operator-handled, but now the operator-intercept trunks have just been busied out permanently, and so vacant codes still dial 99 as they did before, but you get a reorder now. In this case, you do hear the slide over sound. Here's another vacant code. And you know, the code I dialed was 415. Used to be the code for the dial speed checker test, so apparently they didn't need it in 1977. Now, as for vacant levels on the 491 and 494 incoming selectors, Those were no longer operator handled. Now they've got the recording. And by the way, there are now two recordings in this office. One says,
"The number you have reached from Akron, Virginia is not in service or has been changed."
And the other says,
"The number you have reached from Akron, Virginia is not in service at this time."
I don't know why they do that. So here's 4919 of Vacant Thousand Group in 1977.
The number you have reached in Akron, Virginia is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
Special operator, what number are you dialing?
491-9302.
Do you know what name it was in?
Well, actually, I was trying to reach the time of day service.
The number for the time of day service is 361-7171.
361-7171.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
The operators that go are in Dale City, and the trunks to Dale City are now a mixed bag. Some are T-carrier, and some are still wire. That last call got a T-carrier trunk to the operator. So now that it's 1977, there is zero-plus dialing here. That means that one-plus dialing from coin phones will work too, although it'll be more like zero-plus dialing. It won't be the same as dialing one first from home, which is a direct dial call. So, keeping in mind that we are at a coin phone and this will really go through the zero-plus dialing system, let's dial 1 plus 212-555-1212. Well, that worked, and I don't know why. Because that second set of MFs was supposed to be my phone number. And, well, let's just break it down. First of all, I am calling from a Lorton coin phone right now. And when I finished dialing the number, it dialed 95. Which is the former code for the zero operator, a cord board, as dialed from Lorton. So they're still using the same code, except now it goes to a modern system. And apparently it matters that I'm calling from Lorton, because here it is dialing 95. The next thing that happens is the trunk flashes, and the register sender here MFs the number I'm calling. That's 10 digits. Now the register sender drops out, leaving us on the trunk, which goes off hook. And here the identifier is triggered to send the number we're calling from, with a zero in front of the number. That's the standard procedure. Now, we got as far as the first four digits of my phone number, and here's where something's gone wrong, because, you see, MFs are supposed to be two tones out of a possible five for every digit, but these next three tones, I don't know what that is, but it's more than two frequencies per tone, so it's not working. Here's the start tone. The identifier drops out. And amazingly, the call goes through anyway. So that does say something. The modern zero-plus dialing system they're using in this area now apparently doesn't care on an interstate directory assistance call that my automatic number identification is garbled. Here is 1 plus a 222 number as dialed from another Lorton coin phone. 222 is local from here, so it shouldn't be dialed with a 1 first. It's in Falls Church.
We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording. 7039. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording. 7039.
That time, the automatic number identification worked correctly, and we got the recording from the new switching system which handles the long distance here, including the 0+ dialing. It's one of those independent, modern for the 1970s type switches. I don't know the switch type, but whatever it is, it's going to be replaced by a DMS in Dale City in 1980. So it doesn't last very long, but now, in 1977, it's the modern long distance switch for Prince William County. This switch, which is called Woodbridge, now has the recording ID 7039. That's new. Now, the recording was at a very low volume. It doesn't always show up that way. But this time, that's the way it sounded. And you'll notice that she did not use one of the phrases that is the standard text for a vacant code recording. Yeah, there's no mention of the usual phrase, or ask your operator for assistance. I don't know why she didn't say it.
Well, sir, I can't do that.
Pardon?
Can I help you?
Well, since we're, talking, however that is possible.
This is a recording.
Yeah, that's, that concerns me a little bit, actually. Can you hold on a minute? Okay, what the hell. No, actually, I was just, noting that you didn't use the correct text. I mean, it's supposed to be, please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance, and... I hate when that happens. You know, I think Virginia's starting to just get to me. I'm going to head back to New York now. Before I go, though, I guess I should stop into a church for a minute so that... Never mind. Let's go on. So 9-5 is now the place where 0+ calls go. Let's try dropping the register sender and dialing 9-5 and see what we get. Okay, it went into a trunk which flashed, and then the trunk timed out, triggering the ANI sender. We heard an operator on the line for just a second, and she just released. It must not be accustomed to whatever situation we're setting up here by dropping the register sender. Now, 8 used to be the code for operator as dialed by Woodbridge customers. Let's try dialing 49 to drop the register sender, followed by an 8, and see what happens. Thank you. Hey, the same thing, including the operator just hanging up as if she didn't know what else to do. So I think I know what's going on. The Zero Plus dialing system has its trunks on 8 and on 9-5. Apparently they thought it was still necessary to have separate trunks for the Woodbridge side versus the Lorton side. Now these trunks are expecting to be told the number I'm calling in MF tones. When that doesn't happen, it times out and brings up the operator, who sees some sort of unusual condition on her board, doesn't realize that there's a customer there, and so she just releases. Let's try that a few more times. We're certainly presenting the operator with an unusual situation. I'm going to try to talk to her before she hangs up this time.
I've heard operator background noise, but no operator.
Is there nothing registered on the call? So maybe when the operator was talking, you couldn't hear her either. What are you trying to play, sir?
I was trying to dial O directly. Did I get the regular dial O operator?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I want to know whether I can call 538 from here.
Where is it located?
It's in Falls Church.
Yes, dial 1 in the number.
Oh, I dial 1. I can't call it locally.
Well, let me see. You're in Lorton.
Right.
It's local for you. Let me check, sir. Just a moment. It is local for you. Just dial the number.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Now, it's unlikely this will work, but let's try dialing something into the trunk, just in case it will accept dial pulses. I'll drop the register sender, dial 8, and start trying to dial a number. It'll probably interrupt me, though, by just going off hook and triggering the ANI, because it probably won't be listening for dial pulses. But we'll see.
Operator, may I help you?
Oh, sorry, got you by mistake.
Yeah, it did ignore my dialing, but now the operator at least is speaking up, because somebody realized that when that funny light is flashing, there is a customer there, so you shouldn't just hang up. Now, in the old days, the OnePlus dialing system for home phones was on the 2 level. It's probably still there now, although they've probably replaced it with something more modern. Let's try dialing 49 to drop, and then a 2. Well, same thing. It dumped us into a trunk, which was waiting to hear the number we were calling. When no number was forthcoming, it just timed out, which triggered the ANI. But because this is a OnePlus type trunk, it gave us a reorder instead of an operator. Now, I do need to try dialing a number into the trunk on 2, just in case it is listening to dial pulses. So let's try that. But I'll tell you, if I had an MF-er, a blue box, I could provide the number we are calling, and then when it went off hook, it would identify, and that would be a way to use the toll network without an operator if you had the equipment to do so. Now, it turned out that they really did want to have separate OnePlus trunks for Lorton customers as well. And you know where they put them? On 9-4, where the dial speed check used to be. If we drop the register sender and dial 9-4... It does the same thing as dialing 2. So that explains why there's no dial speed checker anymore. They wanted to reuse that level, 9-4, for the new exclusive Lorton OnePlus trunks, which, again, we could use if we had a blue box, but without it we can't do anything from here. Now, since it is 1977, directory assistance charging is either in effect or coming soon, which means that 411 is going to be different now, because it's got to make a record of the call. Let's try dialing 411 and see what happens.
Number, please.
6901825.
Please hold. Thank you for waiting. May I help you?
Yes, do you have a number for a Hilltop Inn or Hilltop Motel in Woodbridge?
Thank you, just a moment. I think they have an unpublished number, though. No, sir, I do not have a listing.
Not even a listing?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Whoa, now wait a minute. What did it do? It dialed 91 plus 411. Then we got automatic number identification, which from this phone, yeah.
Number, please.
So we got to hear the new modern switch handle an ANI failure. Apparently, they do care to record the number for their local directory assistance, just not for long distance. Now, as for being put on hold at directory assistance, this was recorded very late at night. I recorded a lot from Prince William County that day, and it just went late into the night, so occasionally she has to put a customer on hold because she's doing something else. But what is interesting here is that it is dialing 91, which is the old code for directory assistance from the Woodbridge side, and then it's rotary dialing 411, into a trunk. Now, if the register sender can rotary dial 411 into that trunk, then we can access it directly and rotary dial something else. I'm going to drop the register sender and dial 91. That will put us into whatever trunk it's using to then dial 411 into, but I'm going to try to dial a vacant code.
We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording.
All right, so this is yet another trunk group to that same Woodbridge long-distance switch.
7039.
This is actually the fifth trunk group we have discovered so far, and it's getting really complicated. Just to review, on 2, there's a trunk group which is used for OnePlus dialing from the Woodbridge side. On 9-4, there's a trunk group for OnePlus dialing from Lorton. Each of those will time out to a reorder if you just let it sit. 9-4 used to be the code for dial speed check, but they don't need it anymore, so they reused it for Lorton OnePlus calling. Then, on 8, there is a trunk group for 0-plus dialing from the Woodbridge side. The Lorton equivalent of that is 9-5. If you let those time out without dialing anything, it'll go to an operator who sometimes doesn't know what to do and just hangs up. Now we find another trunk group on 9-1, which is used for 411 as called from Lorton. That's what we know so far. Now, 9-1 used to be the code for the Woodbridge side to call 411, so probably if you call 411 from Woodbridge, it does the same thing as from here, which is dialing 9-1 and then rotary dialing 411. Now, it used to be that 9-6 was the code for Lorton to call 411. Now, 9-6 goes to yet a sixth trunk group to the Woodbridge long-distance switch.
7039.
But it is MF-operated and times out to an operator. I don't know what 9-6 is used for because the tapes never show it being used by the register sender for anything, so that remains a mystery. I guess I should mention here that technically speaking, it is possible to do all this with just two trunk groups, or even just one trunk group. That's rarely done, but the MF protocol does make it possible because there are four different start tones which can be used to indicate whether it's a customer dialing 0+, a customer dialing 1+, or a coin dialing 0+, or a coin dialing 1+. And since this office does have automatic number identification, the long-distance switch can tell which side you're calling from.
You're in Lorton.
There is especially no reason to rotary dial 411 on a special trunk, because you could just as easily MF it on one of the other groups. But they did do it this way, and that's very convenient for us, because now we can probably just dial a long-distance number on it and have it go through without an operator. Let's try my former home number in Long Island.
I can disconnect you.
I don't doubt it. Maybe that's a good idea.
The number you have reached,
LY39883,
has been changed. The new number is
area code
212-877-5352 in New York City. Please make a note of it.
LY39883
has been changed. The new number is
area code
212-877-5352 in New York City. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line, and an operator will answer.
Well, that shows you can call long distance this way. Now, my friends and I wouldn't want to complete a call in this condition because there is a record being made and it would... Well, it would actually leave the phone company with a quandary because there would be this dialed call from a coin phone. But the good old 493, that's another story. Here's another call. It's to one of the many phone lines in my Manhattan apartment. This is the 628 number, which in the long-distance series I refer to as my East Side line. It's in East 79th Street. Nobody's going to answer. On this call, there's a more typical automatic number identification failure. Here, the ANI sender, for whatever reason, can't get the number, and so it sends a key pulse followed by a 2. That brings up the operator, but interestingly, the identifier stays on the line for several seconds and then finally does a start tone while I'm talking to the operator,
1302,
and then drops out, and at that point, the operator gets a little bit louder.
Thank you.
And finally, here's a call to Harrisonburg. I just dialed 1 plus a 434 number. The tone plant in Harrisonburg is actually the same type as in Elizabeth City. Just to finish out the selector map, you have 9-7 for test board, 9-8 still for the Hoadley office, except now it's T-carrier, 9-9 is busied out permanently, and 9-0 now goes to the vacant level recording, which, by the way, is the same recording that they were using for vacant numbers in 1973. In any event, that's it for this segment. We're actually going to come back to Occoquan one more time at the end of this series to call into the Virginia suburbs of D.C. And in the next segment, I'm putting my high-quality recordings, really the best ones of the Prince William County area I have, that were made in Manassas in 1976. But if you've just been listening to these previous three programs, I would not go on to the next one without taking a break or listening to some other program on the webpage. What we have from here on out is the same stuff in a different configuration. It is interesting, it sounds different, but we're calling the same places, you're hearing the same rings and soup tests. I'd give it a break after this program and listen to something else, and then come back and listen to programs 3 through 6. That's my recommendation.